Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. You're listening to Dan's Health Talks. And, you know, there's a number of ways you can find this show. I don't know where you found it here. You could have found it on iHeartRadio.com under Dan's Health Talks. You could have found it at, well, Podbean is where we first place it up, and I'll give you some information on that in a minute. But you could have found it on Amazon, I think over on Spotify, Pandora. I don't know if it's on Apple, but sometimes, folks, I don't know where it's at. People call me and say, oh, I'm listening to you over there. And I went, wow, I didn't know I was over there. I don't know exactly how that works, but it works. I'm glad it works that way. I didn't know I was on Amazon until someone called me from Tennessee to ask me a question about a product I'd been talking about. So I wanted to mention to you that I was looking on the web today, and I noticed it was showing all the different farmland that Bill Gates has bought up. And what I saw earlier this week is all the land the Chinese are buying up in America. They're buying farmland up like crazy. You realize that between these two people, we're going to be over a barrel. They're going to be able to say what kind of food that we're going to eat, and also maybe what the prices are. Here's what concerns me. There's a lot of people that think GMOs is a good idea. Well, Monsanto, when they owned GMOs, they had to sell out because they were getting sued so much. They sold over to Bayer. And I don't know if Bayer was able to get rid of the lawsuits by buying out Monsanto, but it had one of these shields on there that says, stop. And when you read it, it says, you cannot do research on this. You got to stop at 4 months. Or 3 months. It might have been 3 months. Yeah, it was 3 months. And the reason they didn't want you to go any further on doing research on that is the fourth month, breast tumors start showing up. So in Europe, they said, the heck with you. If you're going to sell GMO seeds in our country, we're going to do research on it. And that's what they did. And when they did that research, the tumors would just start in about the fourth month. And then over a period of number of months, those tumors got huge. I used to have some pictures of them. I probably still do somewhere, showing these tumors were white rats, they were maybe 20% of their body weight or more. It was large, large tumors. Well, there was a study done where they took seeds, I think it was oats, and they took good organic oats, fed them to the experimental animals. Then they took oats and soaked them in glyphosate, you know, that pesticide that's supposed to be so horrible, it kills the bees and everything else. Then they took another group of just GMOs. I would have thought the glyphosate was more harmful. It was the GMO seeds that was the most harmful. Here's something else interesting. Those seeds only last one season. Normally, if you have a plant, let's say you grow your corn in the natural way, you take some of that corn and use the seeds to plant again next year. But you can't do that with GMOs. You have to turn around and buy new seeds each year if you're a farmer. And if you're downwind of a GMO and the wind carries those seeds and they land in your field and they start finding little GMO plants showing up in your field, one farmer sued them and won, but they would sue the farmers for growing their seeds. And I don't know if you grow the seeds and hadn't bought them from them or whatever, but they would sue them. Well, the farmers turned around. This farmer said, no, that's not right. I didn't plant those seeds. It came from your field. They were taking over farmland that way. They would sue the hell out of the farmers and then steal their farms from them. There's some pretty evil things going on in that. And so GMOs, here's what my biggest concern. GMOs are designed to kill the organisms in the ground. When you kill the organisms in the ground, you kill the good and bad. You also kill the good and bad insects that that GMO plant produces. So normally you're trying to kill, let's say ladybugs are trying to eat your plant, or grasshoppers, you're killing them. But you're also killing butterflies and bees that are trying to pollinate. And the way it kills the bees is it destroys the probiotics in their gut. And when they get the nectar out of flowers and out of other plants that blossom out like that, they starve to death. They can suck in the nectar, but they can't digest it without the probiotics. What do you think it does to you? Same thing. You have a garden, in a sense, running through your gut. We don't think of it because it smells, but the breaking down that food through the use of probiotics, B vitamins, peptides that affect your mood, your heart, your joints, all that is dependent on probiotics. GMOs destroy that. And so if they get to a point where we have no choice but eat GMO plants, we're in a bad situation. And a few years ago, a friend of mine, Richard Allison, and I were showing him these big ranchers down in Cordell, 44,000 acre ranches. This one family, they were losing a lot of cows, and there was a drought going on, and they could only get GMO oats. And we explained to them what was going on, that the death rate was much higher on the cows. And there was this microblast product that would make the plants grow 3 to 5 times faster, would kill certain pathogens without hurting the good thing, the probiotics and everything else in the good organisms in the soil. Well, we were showing them the option. That's when I learned how much they were having trouble with their cows, how it was really affecting the health of the cows. And so it's a bad, bad idea. But you can't patent something unless you change it genetically. And so once you did that, now the pharmaceutical companies can make a fortune off plants, off what we used to naturally get. They've changed it so it's not something that naturally occurs in nature. So they own it. Now they got to drive out all the other natural stuff and force that on us. So this is something to be concerned about, folks. When you see the Chinese and Gates, and I no longer admire Gates. I used to at one time. I no longer think well of him. I think he has a narcissistic arrogance about him that could be extraordinarily harmful to the human race. But I'm not going to talk about that right now. Now, folks, I'm going to be back in a minute. I'm going to talk to you about brain fog and about fibromyalgia. So I think it's a very important show. But I wanted to just make you aware that notice what's going on in the farmland. And I hate to see good farmers trying to do organic farming being driven out of the business. I want to make one other point, folks. This is how dangerous this is. Those seeds caught up into the jet stream will carry 500 miles from where the originally started. Now, they can't tell that now, but originally there were only a little bit of GMO farming, and then they would find it on the other side of the country or in the mid part, and it started on the West Coast. So it's very dangerous. And I tell you what, when Europe did their testing on the GMOs, they told Monsanto to go jump in a lake. They weren't going to let their farmers use it. So I wish our USDA wouldn't be bought off by these big companies, because that's how a lot of their financing is done. They pay them big time to do research that serves them. So we could be in a serious, serious situation down the line. We'll be right back, folks. If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about this More Mito Restore product and More Mito Rejuvenate. You know they're miraculous products. They really are phenomenal. And we've been running interviews with people. I want everyone to take advantage of it. And you can find out more about it. You can read what products or what nutrients are in it. And you can read about Dr. Elliott that developed this. Go to moremito.com/RadioDan. More, MoreMito.com/RadioDan. And then call this number. 509-593-3300. You'll get Dale, or ask for Dale and tell him you're a friend of Dan Soloway's. And boy, folks, use this product, introduce it to your family and friends, and it'll make a world of difference in their life.
Hi, this is Robert Jean. You tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort. Check it out, skills2change.com.
Remember, folks, for your brain to work well, for you to be happy, for the inflammation to go down your body, to help avoid stroke and heart attack and Alzheimer's, and the list goes on, you have to sleep well. Your gut will not feel well if you don't sleep well. We really need 7.5 to 8 hours of good, healthy sleep. But as you get older, it's harder and harder to get. For me, the best solution out there has always been Invigorest. I've used it now 6 or 7 years or longer. I think somewhere around that. And when I don't have it, I just don't sleep as well, even if I take melatonin, chamomile tea and all that. But when I do have it, boy, it makes a world of difference. Now, if you go online to restandrepair.com and it'll ask you where you heard it, tell them you heard it from Dr. Dan, and please order that product. That'll make a world of difference in your life. In 3 or 4 days, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll love it. Order Invigorest today. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that and you'll get 121 shows or more, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks. It's Dr. Dan Soloway again. I want to talk to you about brain fog. Brain fog can come in different forms. Most of the time, I think of brain fog as just something that you may feel for a day or two, and then you may get a good night's sleep in it, and you don't feel it anymore. Or you may be eating bad, and you can't put two thoughts together. Most of us, after Thanksgiving, you've eaten a real big meal, and you find yourself falling asleep because your blood sugar's dropped. So the risk factors for brain fog can come from high blood pressure. It can be blood sugar problems, as the blood sugar goes up real high and then drops. If you really become an insensitive to insulin, instead of it spreading out slowly over 2 hours, it can jump up in 30 minutes, then drop, the bottom drops out from under it, and then the brain panics because it doesn't have enough sugar. And so it's trying to break down the sugar and the liver and the muscles and everything else, stealing sugar as fast as it can, and it activates the adrenal gland. So it can make you anxious. But after a lot of anxiety of up and down brain fog, blood sugar, you end up with feeling really depleted. Can't think as well. You're lethargic. Don't have any enthusiasm. So that can also bring it on. And blood sugar problems, insensitive to insulin or pre-diabetes or full-out diabetes, is becoming way, way too common in our society. And then, let's see. Not only that, but let's say you have a chronic pain. When you've been under pain for a long time, you produce a lot of cortisol, and that goes after the brain. And it creates inflammation within the brain, or there is inflammation from the pain. That a pain in one area doesn't just stay in that area. It has implications throughout the body. And so depression, brain fog and all that really is inflammation in the brain. So you got to be aware of that. If you have a twisted ankle, torn up knee, you want to get that taken care of for more reasons than just that particular area of your body. It could just be a bad back that's bothering you. Now, we all stay up too late, and then we're on our laptops or computers or watching TV on our phones. That sends out a blue light. That blue light registers slightly in front of the retina. very fatiguing to the eyes. And when your eyes are fatigued, it really drains you. I know that for myself. I have to take little cat naps, 10-minute, 15-minute cat naps to rest my eyes when I've been on the computer too long or trying to read my phone. Now, one of the things is the way we eat. We have diets that are depleted of nutrients, so important. If you're depleted of the B vitamins, we don't talk enough about the B vitamins, thiamine especially in this regard, but all the B vitamins, B6, B12, folate and methylfolate, as well as the other Bs, niacin and all of them, and niacinamide, such important roles they play in our body. And so if you're lacking that, the nervous system doesn't work well. And the same thing with certain minerals. Magnesium, deficient magnesium, they say 80% of us are deficient in magnesium, and potassium. I started a new diet, and you started dropping some water weight, and I started having heart palpitations. And I didn't have my Dr. McDay's vitamins. And so I went and got some potassium. It had chloride and some of the other electrolytes in it, but it was a little higher in potassium because I was taking plenty of magnesium. Took care of the problem. So you got to know what you're doing. That's why I do a lot of nutritional counseling for people. Anxiety, maybe a relationship's going bad, business is going bad, money is just not there. Anxiety can bring on brain fog if you've been under it too long. So that grogginess you feel in the morning, that's what I usually think of as brain fog. And just forgetting things. And I have those. Some nights I don't sleep too well, and I can't remember someone's name, some movie star or something. I'm talking to my cousin, and I'm going, you know, that person that was in whatever that movie was that was in, and I'm going, God, I sound like my parents talking. But usually I have a great memory. But if I lose a few hours sleep and try to function without it, they say it's like a couple drinks of alcohol. Your reflexes slow down. And so our society, we stay up too late watching TV. We stimulate our vision with artificial light and all that. So that is one of the causes. And you can actually get sort of timid or withdrawn when this is going on. And it can be a precursor to dementia and Alzheimer's. And that's what's scary about it. If it's just if this gets more and more and more common, you really need to get it addressed. Now, some of the things you can do for brain fog, exercise is great. You don't have to overdo. You don't have to become a marathon runner. But you have to get some exercise. Cleanses the lymph system, brings oxygen to the brain and to the rest of the body, all these things. 20 or 30 minutes of exercise a little bit every day can make a world of difference how you think. And then something that we take for granted, that when you're younger, you don't have to. It's a part of being younger. But when you get older, sometimes you have to deliberately plan to have fun activities in your day, in your life, and have a desire more inspired to live. That can make a difference. And then learn to eat more of a keto, low-carb diet. These high-carb diet meals and breads and cereals and candy and sweet drinks and all that is going to really do damage to your brain. So a low-carb meal with healthy fats, olive oil, coconut oil, a lot of omega-3, especially DHA, chia, things of that sort. But avoid the bad fats. They're really damaging to the brain. And those are hydrogenated oils, trans fatty acids, and those can be in the form of corn oil, soy, cottonseed oil. One I wouldn't have thought would be is... cottonseed oil and sunflower oil and safflower oil. And then probably the worst one in my mind is soy. Canola oil is not too bad, but it's not one I would choose. I would work with the coconut oil, olive oil. Peanut oil can be really bad for you. So you got to learn which ones are good and which ones are not. The bad ones are very inflammatory and really hard on the heart. And this can be a dangerous thing, just even light brain fog, when you call your wife by the wrong name. If your wife is Jane, you start calling her Sally, You may not want to go to sleep that night. You may want to keep one eye open. So it can be deadly. Or just forgetting an anniversary can have a lot of ramifications. So anyway, it's important to get a blood test. This you could be brought on by an organ starting to fail, like a liver. And work at getting more sleep. I found that if I split my dosages of Restore, I actually take six, normal is four. They're a little half quarter, a little millimeter. It doesn't come up too far in the eyedropper. I take three in the morning and three in the evening. If I take in the evening before I go to bed, about three of those, I sleep really well. Yoga exercises, deep breathing, so effective. If you go to my website, danshealthtalks.com, not only can you find all my podcasts, that'll pop right up in front of you where you can link over to all the podcasts, you'll find a place that says Alpha Cycle. Listen to that Alpha Cycle, and that'll take you through a deep relaxation. And that deep relaxation, it only lasts 15 minutes, but I program it in there. It's like 6 to 8 hours of sleep. It really doesn't replace 8 hours of sleep, but it'll do wonders for you to take a 15-minute break and let me lead you through that. So go to danshealthtalks.com. I'm not charging you for this. I just teach a program in it, but I think you'll find it very, very effective. In just a few moments, you're going to hear Roger Hill, and he's going to interview some people. One of the stories that we left out here that I've played before is a lady that lost her memory because she was blown up in she was a soldier in Afghanistan, and I think for 15 years she had no short-term memory. The Restore product brought it back quickly. A lot of people reporting how much their memory and their mood and everything has improved with Restore. So that's one of my favorite tools in my toolbox. That's the base. You start with that, and then you look at other things that will help on top of it. If you need other things, sometimes that's more than enough. So we're going to be back, and we're going to listen to stories like that with Roger Hill. If you're a regular listener show, you've heard me talk about the Alter Mito Restore product, just a phenomenal product because of this XDS technology. And you've heard the interviews and the way it's changing people's lives. Same thing with the Rejuvenate Gel. We're having miraculous effects with that. So if you want to get a hold of this product, and I recommend everybody do it, and get it for your friends and family, go to moremito.com/RadioDan. Read about it, study it, listen to the testimonials, and take advantage of it. And call this phone number, 509-593-3300.
This is Robert Jean. I'm a fear expert. Fear is feelings emerging affecting reality, which really means memories create your fears. If you know how to change the bad memories and the reasons why you're fearful, you'll have peaceful mind. Learn how to drive your own mind from inside yourself. Adjust those memories, and you'll be free from the fears that's always controlled you. I guarantee it. Check me out, skillstochange.com.
Remember, folks, for your brain to work well, for you to be happy, for the inflammation to go down in your body, to help avoid stroke and heart attack and Alzheimer's, and the list goes on, you have to sleep well. Your gut will not feel well if you don't sleep well. We really need 7.5 to 8 hours of good, healthy sleep. But as you get older, it's harder and harder to get. For me, the best solution out there has always been Invigorest. I've used it now 6 or 7 years or longer. I think somewhere around that. And when I don't have it, I just don't sleep as well, even if I take melatonin, chamomile tea, and all that. But when I do have it, boy, it makes a world of difference. Now, if you go online to restandrepair.com and it'll ask you where you heard it, tell them you heard it from Dr. Dan or Dan, and please order that product. That'll make a world of difference in your life. In 3 or 4 days, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll love it. Order Invigorest today. Folks, every Saturday at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, I help with the call on More Mito, where you hear these people call in and talk about the testimonials, and I give some of the educational programs. But what I'm also doing for the company, 30 minutes after that, that last 1 hour, at 12:30 Central Standard Time, I do another 30, 35 minutes educating people and taking their questions and answers. So if you want to be part of that, you can call Dale at the phone number I give on the More Mito commercial, And you can also call in and listen to this call. So call 608-906-0003. 608-906-0003. And call in as my guest. I want you to hear what people have to say. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com. danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that and you'll get 121 shows or more. And there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks. It's Dr. Dan Soloway. I have my friend Roger Hill with me, and Roger does a great job of capturing really important interviews about this Alter Mitral Restore, which I talk about on one of the commercials about how you can find it. If you go to moremitral.com/radiodan, you can see all that's in it, and you can go to the bottom and listen to all those different phenomenal testimonials by people. So you want to get that PDF and look at that. And you can order it from there as well. But I'm not going to try to intersperse here and give a lot of commentary here. I want Roger just to go from one interview to another because we don't have a lot of time here, but I think they're very important. And you understand how effective this product is in helping people with just a subject like brain fog. But its benefit is so extremely broad. That's why I'm so excited about this. I can help people in so many different ways. So, Roger, let's do your first interview here.
Nelson, you had a severe case of brain fog that you had described to us, and I got a question about that.
Sure.
I want to understand how this affects people and their relationships, because a lot of people, most people out there say, who have brain fog don't even realize they have it and how much it's affecting their behavior. Would you consider that to be a true statement?
That's correct. I mean, I'm looking at it more of like an individual that, and I'm not that case, but an individual that is going through Alzheimer's. They don't realize that they're going through that piece. So once they finally gets diagnosed, they just realize they, from the doctor's perspective, that's why they can't remember some things. And I think brain fog is similar to that, where initially you don't realize what's going on.
So let me ask you this. Having gotten on the other side of it, you know, having gotten on Restore and, you know, being aware and getting some significant relief, looking back on it, what were some of the things that you now understand that you weren't understanding before? You know what I mean? That you, where you could look at your past history and say, well, this is a decision, or this is something that I did, or this is something that happened where my brain fog was a factor.
It was pure concentration, or I couldn't concentrate too long on normal life things. I thought I could fix it through coffee or aspirin, but it always felt like a portion of my brain wasn't functioning properly. And it felt like, just like you're saying, it's a foggy piece in your life where you just can't get through. You see everything, but you're having trouble getting there. And I was having trouble, whether it was processing normal things of, I need to pay my bills, or normal things of, I see the grass is growing up, but I know I need to cut the grass, but I don't feel like doing it because my brain wasn't saying, hey, these are normal things you need to do. These are quality of life things that you need to take care of. And you're just going through each day as emotion, but you're not really functioning like you were when you were younger.
When you were going through this, were other people, anybody who knew you well enough, noticing that and trying to tell you that was going on?
So I'm an introvert, but they noticed that I was being more of an introvert, where I was being by myself more than I wanted to involve myself with people. So I'm part of a few fraternities, and I had to force myself to join a fraternity to get out. And by forcing myself to accept some of these things, it made me not be so much of an introvert. You know, my friends would say, you know, why aren't you coming to these functions, or why aren't you responding? And I didn't have a reason why I was, except for every morning I would get up and I would be foggy. No matter what I did, I was forcing myself to try to be more social or to try to get involved in things. But that foggy portion was an obstacle for me.
So what would you say to someone who is wondering if they have brain fog or not, if they have it, and not understand necessarily the degree? What would you say to them if they ask you, could this be affecting my relationship with other people? What would you say to that person?
It probably is, because you're not taking in consideration of the relationship in others like you normally would. I mean, relationships are built on two, whether it's a relationship with you and a partner, or you in your business, or you at work, or you in some other social environment. So it's not just built on you, and you can't continue to be selfish. So the brain fog, because you can't get past that barrier, you couldn't help but be selfish because you couldn't concentrate enough long enough to interact with people and see why they were saying, you don't communicate. I mean, I would get that all the time. You just don't communicate. And I'm just like, but I am talking to you. And then when it got too bad for me, I just shut down. So there were definitely signs there for me, and it plagued my relationships as time had gone on. But being on the store, you know, cleared that piece. Like I told you back a long time ago, that after start taking Restore for a while, I remember waking up one day, it was like somebody washed my brain. And all the dirt that was plaguing me, not seeing stuff or concentrating or just going on with the quality of life things, had all became clear again.
All right. It's like that Johnny Nash song. I can see clearly now the rain. In this case, the fog is gone.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you for that, Nelson.
My pleasure.
So, Vanessa, what was your health concern prior to getting on Restore and Rejuvenate? Give me a little bit of the backstory and then talk about what happened subsequently.
Okay, for 8-9 years, I got diagnosed 8 years ago with fibromyalgia, closer to 9 years, and always battled with fatigue and stiffness of joints. I mean, continual aches and pains. Couldn't sit more than 30 minutes without, you know, being so stiff. I'd get up like I'm 90 years old. I mean, everything would just lock up, my joints and stuff. And so since 3 months ago when I started to Restore, consistently taking 3 or 4 drops every single morning, 7 days a week. I do not miss a day. I actually have seen a big difference. My joints are more nimble. I'm not as stiff. Mainly the market difference is I have 60% improved on my energy level. Because it used to be with fibromyalgia, it's such a horrible thing where you have zero, when I say zero energy, forcing myself to do work, forcing myself to don't even want to drive, don't want to go to work, because you actually have no energy. So for years, I had to force myself to do everything I did, because no matter bodybuilding regimen, what I did, even walking on the treadmill, exercise, nothing helped my fibromyalgia. So until I got on Restore, now my energy is like consistent. I can work at 10-hour day without feeling fatigue. I don't feel like I'm up under the mattress, can't hardly move. It's something called fibro fatigue. That's really, really bad. When you get a bout of it, it's like you're like immobilized almost. And you really can't do a lot. So that has sort of gone away. It hasn't gone away 100%, but I have a 60-70% improvement in my health. My blood sugar has come down, but it was marked improvement. Because for me, though, that's been a main testimony is joints. I can sit an hour now, get up without, you know, getting up slowly. I don't have to crawl up the steps and feel like I can't move hardly when I go up all the steps in my house, which are quite a few steps. So it's overall feeling better, energy, health.
All right. So given that you were so restrained by fibromyalgia before, what are some of the things you can see yourself doing that would have been discouraging before? Because I understand that's a major impediment.
You know, I just know I've just seen a marked difference. I get a lot done without being in pain. I think that's the main thing. Like, I used to be doing the DC schools for insurance for 2 or 3 years, and I used to have to drive. I would ache when I was driving. I ache when I get in the car. Now I can just get in the car, drive. My back is not hurting. The joints all over my body feel better. So it's a big improvement because now I can just hop up. And I guess I didn't even realize that until like 6 weeks ago. I'm like, wow, I sat for hours doing on my computer in my office, and my whole body didn't just freeze up. Because when you sit more than 30 minutes, I used to have to get up all the time and move around just so my joints wouldn't stiffen. I could sit over an hour, hour and a half. Now I go to, in fact, I can go out with my husband to dinner. We had went out for New Year's Eve, and I wasn't embarrassed when I got it from the table. Used to be I would be so embarrassed from getting up from a booth or a table at a restaurant because I would literally take me 5 to 10 minutes for my back to straighten out without me being in agony, my legs. I get up like I'm a 75-year-old, and now I just get up and just start walking. So it's a marked difference in, being out in public and seeing other people watch you when you have joint stiffness and you move real slow. People stare at you. So I just feel a lot more confident now that I don't have that. I still have some stiffness, but it's like 75% improvement to the stiffness I had before.
And you still haven't been on it that long, so.
Only 3 months. This week will be 3 months we've been on it. I think the consistency, and whoever takes it needs to be consistent. And one day I wasn't feeling too well, and I said, give me an extra drop. So I went from 3 drops the first 2 months, and now I just take 4 drops a day for the last 3 weeks. Just one extra drop, and it's
right.
Two people I know have taken it for the past month and seen a marked difference, and I have referred, I'm going to say 12 people. 12 people I've told who I know have fibromyalgia, getting over COVID, and arthritis. Those are the three, and diabetes. Those are the four areas.
Congratulations, Vanessa. I'm so happy for you that you're getting back to normal.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. After years of having it and seeing neurologists and being on different medications, it never helped me at all. I stopped taking those medications, I want to say 5 or 6 years ago. So I actually wasn't taking anything at all for fibromyalgia. The pain meds didn't work. The insomnia, the Ambien, all that stuff, I came off that a long time ago. So I think I'm sleeping better, too, because one of the other side effects is actually insomnia. It's really, really gets bad with fibromyalgia, but now I sleep pretty much more 6-7 hours a night. So I think my sleep has improved as well. So that's 3 or 4 side effects, actually. Because fibromyalgia has so many side effects, but those are the major ones that I feel is really changing my life. So they said, oh, my gosh, I see a difference in you. You're talking. You have this energy. Because before they knew me, they were like, oh, you always just tired. They knew I had no energy before. They seen a difference in me, and they just naturally started taking it for themselves. They had so many ailments. Especially arthritis. Arthritis has been the main thing in fibromyalgia of the people who I know I recommended.
All right. Thank you for that, Vanessa.
Okay.
You can see what I was talking about, folks. This really does affect the brain. The adaptogens in it, all the things that feed the brain, help speed up the brain. Just phenomenal for the memory and for detoxifying the brain. We don't talk enough about that. So we're going to go to a break here, and we're going to come back. And Roger has a couple more important interviews. So we'll be right back with you, folks. If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about this More Mito Restore product and More Mito Rejuvenate. You know they're miraculous products. They really are phenomenal. And we've been running interviews with people. I want everyone to take advantage of it. And you can find out more about it. You can read what products or what nutrients are in it. And you can read about Dr. Elliott that developed this. Go to moremito.com/RadioDan. moremito.com/RadioDan. And then call this number, 509-593-3300. You'll get Dale, or ask for Dale, and tell him you're a friend of Dan Soloway's. And boy, folks, use this product, introduce it to your family and friends, and it'll make a world of difference in their life.
Hi, that's Robert Jean. I bet you're ready. You tried everything. You tried the drugs. You tried the treatments. You tried the therapies, and you still got the problem? Check me out. I will change your life. I know how the brain works. I know how to shift memories, and I know how to get you on a new start. SkillsToChange.com is a beginning place where your life will start to shift and change. It's about time. Come join me. Learn about how to be in control of your life. skills2change.com.
Remember, folks, for your brain to work well, for you to be happy, for the inflammation to go down your body, to help avoid stroke and heart attack and Alzheimer's, and the list goes on and on, you have to sleep well. Your gut will not feel well if you don't sleep well. We really need 7.5 to 8 hours of good, healthy sleep. But as you get older, it's harder and harder to get. For me, the best solution out there has always been Invigorous. I've used it now 6 or 7 years or longer. I think somewhere around that. And when I don't have it, I just don't sleep as well, even if I take melatonin, chamomile tea, and all that. But when I do have it, boy, it makes a world of difference. Now, if you go online to restandrepair.com and it'll ask you where you heard it, tell them you heard it from Dr. Dan, and please order that product. That'll make a world of difference in your life. In 3 or 4 days, you'll know what I'm talking about. You'll love it. Order Invigorous today. Folks, every Saturday at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, I help with the call on More Mito, where you hear these people call in and talk about the testimonials, and I give some of the educational programs. But what I'm also doing for the company, 30 minutes after that, that last 1 hour, at 12:30 Central Standard Time, I do another 30, 35 minutes educating people and taking their questions and answers. So if you want to be part of that, you can call Dale at the phone number I give on the More Mito commercial, and you can also call in and listen to this call. So call 608-906-0003, 608-906-0003, and call in as my guest. I want you to hear what people have to say. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that and you'll get 121 shows or more. And there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. Roger Hill has two more interviews for us. I think LeRon has a very interesting interview. He's a little slow talking. Listen closely to what has changed a man at 75, been suffering from breathing problems all his life, and has quickly seen results using Restore. And then we got Renee. I really enjoy the interview with Renee, full of energy, and that's what this product has done for her. So let's go and hear what Roger has to say with these interviews.
Peter, let me just ask you this, LeRon. Tell me again what kind of conditions you were concerned about before you started taking Restore and Rejuvenate.
Well, I'm a diabetic.
Okay.
According to whatever everybody else tells me. But so, you know, and plus I'm old. So, okay. I mean, I don't really sleep at night at all. I'm usually up 2 to 4 every night for the last couple of years. And what I did with this is Bivon told me to put some on my mouth and hold it in there for about 5 minutes. David told me try putting some on my eyelid because my eyes are drooping and, you know, it swells underneath the eyes like a, I don't know, make me look like a raccoon.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that overnight, and the first night I did it, I slept all the way through the night, and when I got up, my eyes were easy to open and much more alert, and plus I lost the raccoon underneath the eyes. And then last night I did the same thing, and I slept through the whole night again. So that's the main thing. I have trouble breathing at night. That's usually what gets me up, but I didn't have any trouble. That was a great, how do you say it, revelation to me that there's something that can help me.
Mm-hmm. How long have you had difficulty breathing? How far back did that problem go?
Oh, all my life.
Okay, was it diagnosed as something? What did the doctors tell you was the problem?
No, all they do is give me some Afrin and tell me squirt that in your nose. You'll breathe easier.
So they don't give you any indication as to what kind of condition it is or what's causing it?
They don't even care, no.
Okay, so how old are you now?
75.
Okay. And you're 75, and for all your adult life and back to the childhood, you had a problem breathing. They would just give you like an inhaler or something, I guess.
Yeah.
And after how many days on Restore and Rejuvenate did you notice that your breathing was easier?
Well, the first time I put it on, right then.
So within minutes of you putting it on, you started feeling that relief?
Yeah, it was, and plus all night. That's the amazing thing.
How many days at this point have you been on it?
Two nights. And I haven't used it, all day, all night. I just used it at night before I go to bed.
I'm glad you had that great result, but you've still only been on it a couple of days. Have you noticed anything else different since you've been taking it?
Oh, I do. You actually think clearer, or what do you call it? It speeds up your thinking process.
Okay.
It seems like it's helping there a whole lot. My memory used to just drag all the time, and now it doesn't drag.
So how do you wake up in the morning these last couple mornings as opposed to before? How do you feel then?
Well, that's a big thing. When I used to get up, it was a hard thing. You look at, oh, man, it's light. I have to get up. Now I just roll out of bed and I'm up and I'm alert and waking and going. Big difference. A lot of energy. When you get sleep, I guess that gives you energy.
Yeah, that has to be a factor. So yeah. So you're taking the Restore and you're taking the Rejuvenate. You're putting the Rejuvenate on your eyes and everything, getting some relief from all of that, and you just pop out of bed and you're ready to go, it sounds like. Thank you for sharing.
Okay, thanks, Roger.
Renee, it was great meeting you via Randy and Nelson Roan. They both are enthusiastic about your experience with Restore. Can you share a bit of that with us, please?
Well, I'm new to Restore, so I am in my infancy stages of 2 weeks. And within the first couple of days, Roger, I have seen a tremendous improvement in my energy level. And my ability to sleep through the night. And I'm just ecstatic about the product itself. It's amazing.
That sounds great. How about your cognitive ability, your ability to get your job done during the day? Did it have any impact on that?
Like I said before, I will tell you, I was the type of person, I needed a lot of morning motivation, Roger. I needed to hit that button at least 2 or 3 times just to get myself going. I definitely feel a noticeable difference when I wake up in the morning. I'm clear-headed, not foggy-brained at all. Literally, when my feet hit the floor, I'm ready to go. I'm not the only one that's noticing this. We're living in a Zoom age, right, where we're on these Zoom calls all day. We're collaborating across different platforms and what have you. And one of my leaders literally said to me the other day, what are you on? You're just so high energy. You just seem like you're ready to go. And I'm literally getting work out of the door constantly, and I'm not fatigued by it. So I feel like I can go a lot longer. I don't feel like I need to take a nap in the middle of the day. That definitely is a vast improvement. I know a few weeks back in February, early February, there was one particular day where I had eaten lunch and then an hour later I was like, I'm so tired, I just need to go lay down. And I don't have that feeling anymore. I literally can finish one thing and go on to the next thing and be done with that and go on and go on. So
did you come to us with any specific health interests or concerns, Renee?
Ever since I started taking this Restore, my hot flashes are, I won't say they're gone, but they're very few and far between. I'm sleeping through the night. No night sweats so far since I've been taking this. So, that's other than the energy levels being up, I mean, that's a tremendous help. And then I've also noticed that because my energy is so high, I'm not really my appetite has been, you know, pretty much in check and suppressed to an extent, because there are times in this last week and a half that I've had to look up at the clock and say, oh my God, did I even eat today? Like, I don't feel like I'm hungry all day long. And that certainly was not the fact a couple of weeks ago. A couple of weeks ago, you know, I'm having breakfast thinking about lunch. So it definitely has some benefits there as well, because your metabolism is all over the place when you're going through the change.
So thank you for sharing, Renee. I appreciate it.
Yes.
Folks, I thought that was really good, and you could see how Renee was excited about getting that energy and that enthusiasm, that good quality sleep back and all that. Both of them, really miraculous. I wouldn't think you could change something after 75 years, but the Ultramita Restore keeps teaching me just what a really powerful supplement can do for people. The Rejuvenate Gel is really wonderful as well. Don't forget, you go to MoreMito, M-O-R-E, MITO.com/RadioDan, and you can see these 44 different things that are in the Restore product. Just amazing product. I just want to thank you for listening, and I want you to share this with your friends and family. And you have friends out there that are probably starting to suffer in their memory. It may be scaring them, and they may not be saying anything. And if they take care of it now, we may be able to stop the onset of dementia or Alzheimer's. I know omega-3 needs to be thrown in there, high levels of D3, about 5,000 to 10,000, different things that would need to be done there. But boy, that Restore product hits so many different points. So we'll be back next week. We got a really good show lined up for you next week.